You're listening to a Big Finish production.
The groom and groom have written their own vows. They'll now show their love for each other in their own words.
Groom and groom.
We won't keep you long. Whose idea was it to get married on a beach? It's raining.
Yours?
I don't know about you lot, but I'm so cold I've nipples like chapel hat pegs. They gave us some sample vows to read. They were all about dolphins and doves and so on. Instead, we're going to give you the classics.
This is from the Rubaiyat. Tomorrow. Why, tomorrow I may be myself with yesterday's 7,000 years. For some we loved, the loveliest and the best, that from his vintage rolling time hath pressed, have drunk their cup around.
So, you've come for me at last. How long are you going to keep me locked up?
You're being kept at Torchwood for your own protection.
I'm the mayor of Cardiff. I'm the leader of the alien race who run this city. I've a private army. Why would I want to be protected by you?
Because I'm Torchwood. You can trust me.
And I'm going to give you all some Plato. Who says weddings can't be educational? The children of the sun are men who are drawn to other men. And when one of us meets our other half, we are lost in an amazement of love and friendship and intimacy, and would not be out of the other's sight even for a moment. We pass our whole lives together, desiring that we should be melted into one.
Why are you keeping me here? Torchwood and the Sorviks are supposed to be working together. We had an agreement, remember?
I never forget an agreement, but a lot's changed since then. A lot. People have died.
To spend our lives as one person instead of two. And so that after our death, there will be one departed soul instead of two.
Fella, relax. I'm not here for you. Someday, yeah, I may have to shoot you. But not today, okay? There's something else down here, and it's preying on weevils as much as everyone else. And I'm here to put a stop. I'm fine. Long few days. Oh, that, whatever it is, I'm here to put a stop to it. That way. Yeah? Thank you. Best get on. Saving Cardiff. It's what I do. Oh.
Good afternoon, madam. My name's Tyler. Have you got a few seconds to talk about our PPI recovery promise? Oh, you have. All right, okay. With the recovery deadline looming, you might miss out on that foreign holiday or nice car that your bank might owe you. Oh, yes, my English is very good, thank you. Used to be a journalist. And I moved to Cardiff. Worked with the mayor, the new mayor. The one who's missing after City Hall blew up. She ate the old mayor, you know. Yeah. Why? Because she's an alien. Oh, yeah, Cardiff's been invaded by aliens. You really not noticed? There's thousands of them. Taking over, running everything. That's who I was working for, before I lost my job. So, now I do this. Turns out these aliens were on the run. On the run from their god, an actual god. And it found them. So, yeah. Apparently God's living in Cardiff now. Fancy. So there we are. City in ruins, God on the loose, and, yeah, a lot of people are dead. But like that, madam, PPI doesn't matter so much, does it?
All I'm asking is that you honour our agreement.
Thing is, that's going to be tricky.
Why?
I've spoken to Whitehall. With the altered situation, we're going to have to be nimble.
Altered situation? God is here.
So you keep saying. But where is God?
Are you mocking me?
As odd as it sounds, Whitehall needs proof. Proof of the existence of God.
If you don't let me out of here, you'll get your proof. When this world falls apart.
It won't get to that. Torchwood has protocols for dealing with alien entities claiming to be deities.
This isn't what you think. This is our God. Look, Muzz Hartman. My people will be working to release me. They'll come and take me by force. That's a waste of time and lives. And you can't spare any more of those. Torchwood and the Sorviks. If we work together, maybe we can save some of this world.
I repeat, this is protective custody. You sure your people are coming for you?
Yes. Work with me. Help me save as many of my people as possible. Promise me you'll save them. Promise me.
What are you? Are you God? Seriously, though, are you? Because if you are, I don't want to shoot you. That would be totally embarrassing. Why won't you die? Stay back!
Jack, what are you doing?
Leave me alone, Orr, please!
Is this God?
I don't know! Can you tell?
Not yet. Whatever that thing is. It's so hungry. Firing bullets is not the same as confronting it.
Oh, it's not?
Allow me.
Or no!
We must find out what it wants. It's what I do. Hello. See? My experiences have changed me, Jack. I have already seen what God desires. I felt it reach out to me through the rift. It found me fascinating.
Or we don't know that what you saw
was... You doubt me?
Well, yes!
Sad. It is you again, isn't it? What are your dreams? Please, let me become them.
Is it? Is it God?
I am uncertain. It came through the rift to feed, yes, but its appetites are unusual.
I don't think it is this God. I think it's just a hungry space puddle.
There is a better life. Better than running through sewers shooting at the dark.
Sure.
It is new to this world. Interesting. It is learning to communicate.
What is it saying?
Car park. Huh? Love. Death. Future pain. Is that right? Whoa!
Tell tell me about your god.
There isn't time. You've wasted days already keeping me here.
Oh, we've been busy. Torchwood have had concrete threats to deal with. This city's a tired child. It takes a lot of persuasion to put to bed.
Spare me.
Your god. Why did you run away from it?
Because we had to. If that creature's come here, then there's nothing of my home world left.
I'm sorry.
It started already. People standing on the streets, believing. That's how it begins.
There are always people like that.
It'll spread. Belief. That's what you've got to fear.
We're not so good at existential threats.
All that's going to change.
Tell me something concrete. What does this god look like? How does it behave? Describe God.
If you could only hear yourself. It changes from world to world. You'll remember this talk and laugh. Now, let me out of here.
I'm sorry. Not yet. I have somewhere to be.
I may not be here when you get back. My people are coming for me. They're coming!
It's retreating.
Yeah. I thought it was gonna eat us. Whew. But it's gone.
Up through the roof.
What did you do to it? Did you communicate with it?
No, I tried. But it said I had nothing for it. Yet.
Yet? So maybe it's not God. Maybe it's just psychic goo.
I can tell you it exists in an unusual relationship to time. Are you all right?
Yeah, just, a little winded. But, wait, time?
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Your cattle lie down before it rains. That creature seems to feed by seeing ahead.
What do you mean?
It told me of your future. The hub, an explosion.
Wait, what? But that was...
Yvonne said there are signs of an explosion in the hub. The rift may have been breached. Something may have come through, causing a massive release of rift energy.
Is that so? But that's already happened.
While you were down there?
No.
Right. Are you recovered?
Yeah. Caught my breath, thank you.
It's just that we're late.
What for?
You know quite well what for. I came to fetch you.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't gonna miss it.
No?
I was just gonna be fashionably late.
I worry. I have never attended a human mourning ceremony. I'm unsure of how I will react.
Well, then just watch me. I'm great at funerals. Lots of practice.
I hate asking this question, but how would you like me to refer to you? Just as Colin or as Mr. Price?
Colchester Price.
Of course. Well, this is a little unusual for me.
Fairly unusual for me, too. Never buried a husband before.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just mean, there's normally a body.
No body. Just a memorial.
Of course, with everything that's been going on in the last few days.
It's not that. My husband's job. They took care of the body.
Oh, I see.
Don't worry, it's insane. The last few days...
Of course. There's one thing I always ask people. What they like least about funerals. I like to know.
I think having one in the first place. That's the big thing.
Yes, of course. But apart from that...
Everyone trying to make it better.
They're coming here to celebrate a life. To tell you how loved you are.
No. No, they're... here because they want something. They want to know it's okay. And I don't know what to tell them.
We're going to be late.
That's because we're in a car that has trouble going downhill. I wish you'd let me drive.
I'm not sure you're well enough.
I am fine.
I am an excellent driver. I understand what a car needs. I understand what the road needs. I respond to them both intimately.
You've just sexualized the Newport Road, and people say I have a one-track mind.
Desire and union are not just about sex.
Yeah, there's also jigsaws. Oh, not good.
New problem.
New problem-ish. That creature, whatever it is, seems to be following us.
The entity has become latched onto our futures.
It has?
Possibly. I do not think we should lead it to the funeral.
Relax, I'll deal with it. We're not going to miss the funeral, and I am not having some alien god ruin it.
But...
drive!
Tyler, isn't it? Andy.
Andy, right. Gwen's copper friend.
I'll take that. So, how are you doing?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Oh, just after the everything. And City Hall blowing up. It's crazy days.
Mm.
Are you okay? Weren't you working for the Met?
I was. I've moved into consultancy. I've never been better. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. That was quick. I don't suppose you've seen Miss Hartman, have you?
No. Why?
Oh, no reason. I'll go sit down. And if she does come in, can you let her know I'm here, just over there? I'll go.
I will do. Jack. Oh, God, I thought you were going to miss this.
Tyler, I never miss a funeral. How are you doing?
Just great, thanks.
He would like you to believe him.
What? I'm fine.
There is a sadness at the heart of Tyler that just wants you to hold him.
That's so not.
Whoa, everyone, look, priorities.
Yeah, the funeral's about to start. You'd better go in.
About that, bolt the door behind us and keep it shut.
What?
Jack may have brought an alien god here.
Oh, really?
Maybe, it'll be fine. Is Gwen here? It's just, after everything that happened, I thought she might...
Miss Hartman, I know you're listening. My people are coming for me. You can't keep me in here for the rest of my life.
Want to bet on that?
Who's that?
Hello, May. I'm in the cell next door. They moved me last night. There was a rat problem in my old cell.
Rat problem?
I ate them. Needed the protein to stabilize this form.
Oh. It's Gwen Cooper, isn't it?
I was. Not anymore.
As I put this piece of stupidly expensive metal on your finger, it means that I am yours. And that I love you.
And I love you too. For as long as you'll have me.
I now declare you groom and groom.
Well, okay then.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. He left only one instruction for his funeral. He said, choose something really embarrassing to start. It was either our wedding video or the birdie song. And he'd have really hated that. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Hello, everyone. My name's Sally, and I will be celebrating the life of St. John Colchester Price. I look around the room and I see friends, colleagues, loved ones, and family.
Oh. Husband, are you okay?
Yeah. You?
Yes.
Well, it's just you seem, a bit...
I've never been in a room like this before. Unusual.
How so?
No one is thinking about sex. Normally it is always there with humans, like the buzz of a light bulb, but not here. The effect is interesting. Peaceful. Who are these people? I don't know them.
His friends?
You are Gwen Cooper. I know you.
For a time, I was. I needed a body to hide in. Hers was ideal.
Gwen Cooper's?
Exposure to Rift energy had made her form suitable. Also, she was interesting. I liked her.
What are you?
On your planet, I was known as the Herald.
You?
Yes. For so long, I was sent to worlds to bring them tidings of great joy. The coming of the Lord.
How could you work for that... that thing?
Because God... God is love.
You saw what happened to my world.
And to so many others. You all of you asked too much of God.
It killed us.
I know. When you fled, I was sent after you. God was curious about where you had gone. What kind of world it would be. Whether it needed a god.
You brought it here?
No. I never reported back. Instead, I hid inside the body of Gwen Cooper. I was tired. Tired of the death of worlds.
Destroyed by your creator?
No. That's the sad thing. God would never... God is love. And yet... every time.
And God's here now, on this world. It'll happen again. Help me get out of here. We have to get away.
Where will you run? Somewhere in Cardiff, God walks. God waits.
Throughout his life, St. John Colchester displayed a sense of faith in his work, duty to his country, and honesty to his friends.
Sorry.
Glass of water.
What?
There you go. Marvellous.
Cheers. Oh, thank you. So embarrassing.
What was?
That. I just couldn't... frog in my throat. Stop coughing.
I see.
Wasn't crying.
No.
Colchester. Didn't even know him. And he hated me. I mean, he was a sod. Sorry. You're not his mother, are you?
Well, I am in a way.
You are? Oh, God.
Only in a way. Mostly I'm getting first dibs at the sandwiches. What a spread! Egg and cress, hooray! Want one?
No, thanks.
Your loss. Oh, you seem hungry. Be a devil, take one.
Sure.
If you didn't like him, why did you come?
I don't know. I was asked.
And you always go places when you're asked. How marvellous.
Well, no, but look, this is different.
I see. Oh, look, coronation chicken. Oh, isn't that lovely? And your coughing fit wasn't you swallowing your tears.
No.
It happens. Some people try and hide these things. How disappointing. Shop-bought cocktail sausages are the saddest thing. I mean, they look like sausages, but one bite and you know they're not the real thing. A tiny pork tragedy. Want one?
No.
Very wise. Not bad, actually.
It's funny. I mean... right, look at Colin. He's a wreck. I mean, his husband went out to work one day. He didn't come back. Colin saw the explosions from his balcony and he worried. He spent every day worrying. But when the phone rang, when I called him to tell him, he just thought that... Colin,
Bishop,
Colin, listen.
You're phoning to tell me you're going to be late and that's fine. The city's on fire and dinner's in the slow cooker. It's all fine, honestly.
Colin, my name's Tyler.
Tyler?
It's about his
tiny scotch egg. How do they make the egg so small? Amazing. This food is all so little. Like, people don't want a proper-sized anything. Mini burgers, small scotch eggs, cocktail sausages.
I guess, you know, that no one wants to eat a shepherd's pie at a funeral.
Good point. Funny how human life all comes down to food.
Wish he wasn't dead.
Really?
Yeah. Odd thing about Colchester. Sour as piss over an old battery. I really didn't like him, and even I wish he wasn't dead. Give anything to bring him back.
Hello. Hello? I'm looking to speak to the interim Sorvix leader. My name is Yvonne Hartman. I'm Torchwood. I would like to do a deal with you. I have Rogeda in custody. I would like to help you.
Ah. Interesting.
And thus, and at the end, a patch of earth's my home. A last sunset's my door. Welcome in, my friend.
And now, Colleen Colchester Price would like to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. You are what you leave behind. Well, I've got a lot of cardigans and 10 lasagnas. It's not a lot. His parents can't be here. They jumped the queue. His sister Jane sent her regrets from New Zealand. As usual. My family, well, they weren't rude, but they're not here. So I guess I have to do this alone. They all thought this, the life we shared, was a bit modern. A bit modern. That's why none of them came to the wedding. Thought we were getting married because it was fashionable. Colchester was, well, you only had to meet him to know he was many things. Stylish, yes. Never fashionable. He didn't hide who he was. He loved the army like his family. But both looked back at him and said, "Do you have to be so gay?" And he looked them in the eye and said, "Yes, this is who I am." And so that was us, living together, sharing our lives, and look at me now. Burying my husband. How modern. How fashionable. And what have I got left? The knowledge that he died saving the world. That's something. And yeah, 10 lasagnas. I'm working my way through them slowly, knowing he made them. And then, when the freezer is empty, that'll be it. Goodbye, Colchester. I love you.
And now, I think we should finish by all applauding the life of St. John Colchester.
Thank you.
That was...
some speech.
Yeah. Go, Colin. Promise me, when I go, that you'll give a speech like that at my funeral.
You? You're never dying.
No. Come on. Let's get out of here before Jack sees us.
Sure.
Goodbye, Mr. Colchester.
Gwen?
What was it?
Well, I thought I saw Gwen, but never mind.
She's gone, Jack.
Yeah. I could have done with a few more familiar faces. And these are all strangers. I never knew his friends.
Nonsense. These people are simply friends you've not yet met. And they all need to know they did the right thing.
Major General, if I may. We met at the arms conference at the Excel, that hideous bar. And Colchester? Oh, he wasn't sad that you overlooked him for head of procurement. Gave him the chance to come here. What say we lift a glass to the old bugger?
Yeah.
Oh. Jack, what's occurring?
Hey, Tyler.
What's going on? I thought we were meant to be under attack from a god. Oh, and you're checking your phone.
I've an app that...
For god?
Yeah. It's outside. Coming?
But we're meant to be...
I need the fresh air.
Sure.
Sergeant, Colchester told me he was envious of your medals. So many.
Always good at funerals.
Are you surprised?
Oh. So what is this thing? Really a god?
Well, I think it may be the Sorvix god. Really a plasmic psychovore looking for something to feed on. Right now, it's hiding in the ground beneath us.
There's an alien god under the car park.
Oh, yeah. And we're walking all over it.
Right.
You love it. Or thinks it's latched onto us, but I'm not so sure. We need to find out what this god wants.
Do we?
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, and I think we're about to find out. God's all grown up and flaunting her curves.
Laurie's with us, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Mr. C would have loved that. He was always talking about you.
Excuse me, can I have a word?
Of course. Excuse me. Colin, my sympathies.
You, worked with my husband?
Yes, at Torchwood. He was a magnificent person who thought of you sexually often.
Right.
Practically exclusively.
Huh?
I am Orr.
Yes, he told me about you. Listen.
May I say I am finding this funeral fascinating. Everyone has come here wanting something.
Yes.
And I think Tyler has come here to steal food. It's very curious. Human grief is fascinating and complex.
Yes, it is.
I mean, forgive me. I'm tactless. My deepest sympathies on your loss.
Thank you. Look, can we go outside?
Of course. You would like me to assume the form of your dead husband to make you feel better.
What?
I'm guessing he told you about my abilities. I'm happy to, in the belief that it would provide you closure. Please, closure.
No one knows. Life's not Tupperware.
I see. Then how can I help you?
Can't you hear? Something is happening outside. I think it's something Torchwoody.
Ah, yes. The psychoplasmavoric alien god.
The what? All I know is that I won't... can't have today ruined.
It is under control. Jack has vowed it will not interrupt the solemn dignity of the funeral. Come outside. I will show you.
Tyler, look out!
Jack!
Jack is massive!
What the hell is that?
As I said, I believe it to be a giant parasitic alien deity. It is all under control. That was a lie.
Ah, so now you want to eat me?
That doesn't seem to be working. Kill it faster.
It's not a gun.
Well, why not? Is that too useful?
Guns don't work on that thing. It is complicated. It's a complicated entity learning how to exist on our plane of existence.
It's trying to eat you.
Yes, so I'm cycling through a variety of energy frequencies, Dodo, trying to find something it can feed on. It's not working. All right, let's try the old-fashioned approach. Hey, there, big fella! What about life energy? Want some Jack? Hey, come on, come on! There's plenty of Jack Harkness to go around!
Oh, shit! Oh, hello. So, You're a god, are you? My name's Tyler, living my best life. A couple of years ago, I had a really nice job, good friends, great dealer. And now? Well, now I'm pretty unemployed, technically homeless, and stuck in Cardiff. So, I don't know, I would say don't eat me, but... Oh, what the hell?
Stop!
Oh?
Tyler? I'll save anyone, even you. Hello. I've been so many things today. What would you like me to be? What do you want of me? Ah! What do you want? You're learning to speak? Good. Tell me. What do you want of us?
I want future pain.
Good evening, madam. How can we help you?
I would like a room.
Madam, you must understand that the Cardiff Bay Intelligent Hotel and Spa is normally reserved for... foreign visitors?
Aliens, yes.
Are you an alien?
No.
But you'd still like a room?
Yes.
Well, as I said, the hotel is normally reserved exclusively for extraterrestrials, but it just so happens...
That I'm in luck and you can squeeze me in?
Yes.
Thought so. Actually, I've changed my mind, but thank you for being so helpful. Do let me know if business picks up.
It's Jack, isn't it?
Captain Jack Harkness, yeah. What? Hey, you're calling. Great speech. I'm sorry for your loss. How you doing?
Horrid. So, there's a giant leech in the car park.
Yeah, sorry about this. I should, I should...
You're not going anywhere. Look at you.
I'm fine. Winded. Given the force of that thing, I'm surprised I just didn't die and come back.
Right. I'm sorry. Die and come back?
Yeah, yeah. It's a thing I do. Don't worry. It's nothing. I'm used to it. And, damn sorry.
You come back from the dead?
Yeah. Can I go fight the monster again?
In a moment. Sorry. This is a very odd day. Can everyone come back from the dead?
No.
Okay. And when you're dead... I mean, is there...
There's nothing.
Oh.
Or if there is, I don't remember. It's not helpful. Not in that way. But yeah. I'm immortal. And as life goes on, that's looking increasingly tactless.
It is.
Yeah. I really pick my moments. When I started, it was just watching the beautiful girls and boys grow old, but... I wonder, how long will it be before I see whole planets die?
And I thought today was going to be all about me.
It is, Colin. It absolutely is. What I'm trying to say is, the one thing that sucks about being immortal is that everyone dies. Everyone I know, everyone I love, everyone I meet, they're going to die. I'm going to have to lose them. And the pain of loss, it doesn't get any less when you buy in bulk. When I say I've been there, well, I really, really have.
And yet you managed to carry on. How?
Somehow. No. Yes. There we go. Back on my feet.
You sure you're okay?
Yes. Just a tough day, that's all. And if you'll excuse me, Colin, I'm finding this conversation a little difficult. So before I put my foot in it again, I'm gonna go throw myself at a leech god.
Sure. Be my guest.
Thanks. Hey, nice meeting you. And he loved you. He really did.
I'm giving you all the pain I have. Believe me.
Oh, that is gross.
Back off, Tyler.
You sure?
Yes. Feed on me.
Future pain. I want future pain.
I don't understand.
Do not want your now pain. Only future pain. Little for you.
You're saying I have no pain in the future?
No, little future. But him. So much future pain.
What?
You, Tyler. I want your future pain.
Trust me, things are shitty enough for me now. They're not going to get worse.
You are wrong. I want your future pain. Your future is poison. I not want your pain.
Psychic monsters! Leave him!
Not want him.
No? Are you sure?
Want you. You will find love again. And betray it.
Don't say that!
You will never show mercy. Why should I?
Jack! Jack, help me, please! Get off me, please! No!
Tyler! Coming!
The monsters will come. Horrors such as they've never seen before. Soon this world will be so busy fighting them, they won't realize what's happening.
I know. I've seen it happen so many times. Your planet was so beautiful.
Was.
I know. This world, it's okay.
Yes, it is. But it's not the same.
No. But I'll still mourn when it's destroyed.
Will you warn them?
Will they believe me?
No. After all, God is love.
God is love.
You were not why I came here, but I am glad I found you.
Right.
Hello? You weren't invited. I've had a very bad day.
And worse to come.
I think so. I really do. So, you're supposed to be a god.
I am future pain.
You're no god I recognize. You're the kind of creature my husband gave his life fighting.
Yes.
Puts it in perspective.
told his sister he had a heart attack at a roundabout. Please stop hurting Tyler.
What are you doing?
My husband can stand up to things like this, so can I.
No. I shall feed on both of you.
Colchester would have given it a right kicking.
Wouldn't he just?
He was bloody amazing.
I like to think so.
And, you know what? I couldn't stand him.
I know. He loathed you.
Well, he was an insufferable prick. No offence.
He could get so angry about the smallest things.
I bet he shouted at the telly.
Oh, so much, yes.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Boiled his blood. Bruno, that was a buggering eight.
Oh, bugger Bruno.
Buggering eight.
What are you doing?
That monster's still here.
Oh, yes it is.
Oh, well. You want my pain? Get on with it.
No!
The future is... Your future is... changing. I cannot... so much pain, but I cannot...
Wait! Hey, whatever you two are doing, do it some more!
We're just standing still,
looking it in the eye,
talking about Strictly.
You are hiding your pain from me. Let it out.
If I did, I'd drown the world.
Give it to me. Why can't I feed on your pain?
Because my grief is mine, not yours.
Excuse me.
What?
I was mistaken earlier. I was designed to give people what they wanted.
I do not want to feed on you.
I know. That was my mistake. But recently, I learned I could be so much more. Sometimes, love is not...
What you want? What you need? I am your love.
And what are you? What are you?
I do not know what you are, but I am your future pain. I give it to you.
That was amazing.
Oh, I know. Did I just kill a god?
Oh, yes.
I'm alive. I'm actually alive.
Oh, St. John. St. John, you'd have loved this.
Sorry, Colin, love. I've got to make a move. Want to miss the traffic. Lovely send-off. If you need anything, what the hell's happened to my car?
Welcome to Three Sol. If you want facilities, the second floor. Otherwise, take a ticket and join the queue.
I don't think so. I want to speak to your manager. Your manager, yes, you do have one?
She's been off sick last few days.
Has she now? Can I speak to her manager then?
He's also been off sick. Like, quite a few. It's chaos. I mean, something's going round.
Isn't it, though? Thank you.
Can I help you with anything?
Oh, you've given me all I need.
Thank you. Drive safely.
If you need anything...
Sure.
This has been my first funeral.
Right. I couldn't guess.
They are strange.
They don't normally have monsters.
Your husband was a wonderful man who lived a good life. I would have expected more joy.
It's in there, but right now it's lost in
in the...
Everyone wants something. I found it exhausting.
Yes, that's it.
Everyone wants me to make them feel better. It must be worse for you. At the end of today, it continues for you.
Yeah. Truthfully, the giant slug god was a nice break. You were all magnificent, all of you.
As were you. Oh.
What is it?
Nothing.
Seeing you all there, Jack, Torchwood, fighting back, it was something heroic. I saw what I was left out of. I could see St. John in all that.
Yes.
Ugh. Are you all right?
Yes. I must get away. Excuse me.
Is it something I've said? Oh, you're changing again. Mm. Do you do that a lot?
Yes.
Please, if you're going to become him, please don't.
That's not the problem.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What are you doing?
This is what you desire, Jack.
No, it isn't.
Sorry, but it is. I mean, hey, look at me. What's there to be sorry about?
Please, no.
Hey, guys, am I missing anything? Oh.
There you are. It's been a simply marvellous day.
Has it?
An interesting one. You are bleeding.
Well, never a dull moment. I notice you've been working the room.
Aren't you sharp? So many fascinating people. I mean, for instance, that woman over there in tears.
Her? The fat one? Yeah?
Only met St. John twice at university. She's had all the smoked salmon.
Well, she looks the type. Some people are greedy.
Oh, aren't they? But unlike you, she doesn't have a pocket full of pork pies.
Well, there's no sense in them going to waste.
Really? Ah, well, as I said earlier, with people, it all comes down to food.
What will you do now?
I don't know. You?
This world is doomed. We both know that. Take me with you.
You want to come with me?
I had no choice. I just wanted peace.
Peace?
Yes. What do you want for this world?
We just wanted a home. Now. Once I'm rescued, my people will do what they have to. Burn this world if necessary, just to get us off it.
Burn it.
This world's dead already. It just hasn't realized.
Tyler, wait up.
Sure. You all right?
Yes, just saying goodbye to Orr and Jack. You know, long day. I wanted to see you before you went.
Really?
Yes. Thank you for what you said before.
I'm sorry I said it. It was rude.
Funerals are crazy days. What you said was honest. Matters today and probably saved our lives.
Free.
I realised I'm not alone. Listen, there's no need for you to help clear up.
Well, it's okay. I just want to make myself useful. All this leftover food, you know. Pork pie?
No, thank you. You are okay, aren't you?
Of course, yeah. Things are great. They're just great.
I mean, you know, if you need anything.
But I don't, really. Anyway, I should be the one asking you that.
I'm bored of being asked.
Of course you are.
Look, I brought a couple in a cool bag in case anyone... Well, I want you to have one.
Thank you?
Frozen lasagna, it's very good. Take it.
Okay. Thanks.
And if you need anything else, come find me. As I said, these are crazy days.
Crazy days. Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Frozen lasagna? Thanks, but no thanks. Don't even have a fucking microwave.
You want to talk about what happened?
Not much.
You became me.
Please don't joke about this. I know you like to joke.
It's just,
It is not appropriate.
Okay, no.
Grief makes soup of the soul. Strange things happen.
Yeah, poor Colin. He's gonna be okay, right?
I have learned a lot about humans today. I shall be better at my next funeral.
Whoa, next?
Yes.
Oh, I've been to too many. It's why I'm so good at them. I thought of so many more to come. No more.
You miss him very much, don't you?
Narrow that one down if you can. Torchwood. This is what Torchwood does. Saves worlds. And ruins lives.
Thanks, everyone. Great job. You can go now. I'm, shattered.
Goodbye. St. John.
Colin, there you are. How are you?
I'm sorry, but who are you?
Yvonne Hartman, St. John's boss. We spoke on the phone. I would have been here sooner, but you know how it is.
Not really. You're the one who wouldn't let me have his body.
I'm so sorry about that. It's a Torchwood protocol.
What does that even mean? You wouldn't even let me see him.
I know it seems cruel, but honestly, it is for the best. I'm so sorry to have missed his send-off.
Such as it was.
He was a very special man to me personally.
So much so that you couldn't even... No, I know. You'll have had a good reason.
Believe me, the best.
Don't worry. I've had plenty of experience of good excuses. Our whole life together was about the absence of him. I've spent the whole day people saying, how will you cope? How will you cope? Well, I've had years preparing. No one dozing next to me at the theatre. Staring at nothing across from me at a table for two. No one to hold my hand as the plane takes off. I've had a life of empty seats. Got used to it. Because he always had a good excuse. A good excuse for not being with me. Only one day, the excuses ran out.
I am so sorry. He didn't always work...
I know it wasn't always Torchwood, but my word, everything else was just the dry run. That place eats lives.
I know.
Eats the good in people and makes people like you. Sorry. I'm so angry right now.
I like it. My excuse was honestly a really good one.
Save the world?
Maybe. Doesn't matter. Come with me.
I'm pulling over.
Across three lanes of traffic?
It's what the car wants. There.
Forget what I said. You are really a good driver.
Thank you. We both need a moment. Where are we going?
Back to Torchwood?
Are we?
I don't know. Not anymore.
Jack, if you give up...
I'm not sure I've the fight left in me.
Yvonne Hartman.
What about her?
I am unsure of her. Normally, people's desires come off them in waves. Not her. She's not of this universe. She was here for a decade before she came to Cardiff. What was she doing? She is the wrong sort of mystery. Jack, you feel right. You were a great leader of Torchwood.
Was I?
She is not. She may well become one, but what will happen to the rest of us on the way?
Oh, nice. Emotional blackmail.
I'm just saying. Come back to Torchwood. Make your peace with Yvonne.
She threw me off a building.
You can be very annoying. If you don't come back, then it's up to Yvonne. You do not always get it right, Jack Harkness, but you always want to do good. Yvonne, I have seen her be nice. I have never seen her be kind.
This, Colin, is the Torchwood hub.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
I think that was the original intention. It's a wreck now. One I will rebuild.
Right, and why are you showing me this?
I'm not, if anyone asks. I just want you to see something in my office. Come in. Take a seat. I'll log you in. The Torchwood computer is old. It's alive. When this place was blown up, don't ask, it regrew from a tiny shard. The entire institute is in here. You have questions. Answer them for yourself. I promise you we're good. But I want you to find that answer out for yourself.
Aren't you breaking the rules?
Other people's rules. You may just want to look in this folder. At this one video. Open last message, Colchester St. John.
Last message?
Why did he hate his first name? I always thought it was a touch of class. Never mind. Torchwood operatives sometimes record a last message for their colleagues.
Not for their families, their friends.
They don't tend to come with a job. You were so strong, Colin. You held on to him, despite everything. So I think you deserve to see this, if you want to.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. I have something else to do. Take as long as you want.
Thank you.
Dead.
How will you burn this world?
Does it matter? You just want to escape, don't you?
Yes. But I've... concerns.
Don't say you've grown fond of the humans.
I don't know. I have lived among them.
Oh. Give me one good reason why I should take you with us.
Mercy.
Mercy? You won't be seeing any of that. Not from Torchwood, not from the humans, and never from the Sorviks. Not after what you've done. I'll tell you this, though. There's no place for you here.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Sorry I'm late. Had to go bury our dead. You two getting along?
Not really.
If you knew what this creature was, even you wouldn't have insulted me by placing it in the cell next door.
Well, we are all of us trying to find our place in this universe, aren't we? Learn anything?
Her people will destroy this planet to get off it.
Interesting. Well done.
What? Ah, I see.
Well done, Eng. You can come out. Although I fear the damage has already been done. Go get yourself cleaned up. We'll talk later.
Yes, I'd like that.
You're a piece of work, Yvonne Hartman. Working with that thing to trap me. When I get out of here...
We need to talk.
This Yvonne? She's so similar to the real one.
The one who died at Torchwood 1.
She was a piece of work. What? There was that time she was... Not now. She was magnificent, but too confident.
Coming from you?
Coming from me. Both of them really understand people, but this one? No, I can't put my finger on it.
She plays her cards so close.
Well, the other Yvonne just assumed she would win. This one? This one will do anything to win.
Well, hello. I'm dead.
Oh.
This is, I fear, one of Harkness's practical jokes. Record a message for when you die. No doubt to be played at Christmas parties. That's just his style. Style. I'm supposed to tell you what you all mean to me. Well, frankly, Torchwood, I've only just met you. Mrs. Cooper, you have the patience of a saint and the balls of a dragon. Harkness, if that smile once reaches your eyes, then we're all in trouble. Oh, and drop the captain, Sunshine. I've known men who fought and won the right to that title. It's not something you buy with the coat. What do I mean to say? Oh, I'm sure you're all special tender flowers and do wonderful work, but seriously, I've taken one look at the books and I know this Torchwood will be a joy for a fortnight and then forgotten forever. We've no money, no resources, there are a handful of us, and we're sat on an interstellar rift. We're supposed to keep the world safe. We've not even paid the water bill. They're cutting us off this afternoon, by the way. Which is absurd, because we're underwater. Oh, God, that reminds me. I must see if Colin sorted out the broadband now before he meets us strictly. There'll be murder. Ah, man. Now, that man is gold. We were so happy in Hove. I could see it. But he came here because he's Colin. He won't say anything, but Cardiff doesn't agree with him. He's afraid, and that frightens me. More than anything you lot can conjure up. My life, now, it's rifts and aliens and ancient evil, but really, the moment I go home, it's Colin. It took a long time to find him, and I'm not losing him. Not for anything. He's the reason I do this. And he's something worth coming back to. Mrs. Cooper said something to me this morning. Welcome to Torchwood. We can't promise we'll keep you alive, but we can guarantee you a fun time. Well, we'll see, Mrs. Cooper. We'll see. Colchester out.
Love you, St. John.
So, the purpose of this charade was to pump me for information. It's beneath you, Ms. Hartman.
I'm keeping this world safe. Nothing is beneath me.
Why bother with the deception? The Sorvix will rescue me, and then it'll be business as usual. Well, until we get off this planet, whatever's left over, you're welcome to it. My people are coming for me, and they'll make you pay.
While you've been with Eng, I've been busy. I've news for you. The Sorvix have gone.
What?
The damage has been done. They've panicked, somehow torn the rift wide open and run away. They've left you behind.
Everyone wants that little bit more. Computer, can you play me another one of those messages?
Yes.
Is there a last message for Hartman, Yvonne?
Yes. If you're watching this, then congratulations and well played. You're the new leader of Torchwood One. Lucky you. It also means I'm dead. But, and promise not to tell, I don't matter. No doubt, I died doing my duty for Queen and country and making the world a better place to live. That's all that matters. Not friends, not family. Just Torchwood. We make the world better, and it's up to you in your every action to do the same. Do the right thing.
They've run away, Rojeda. They've left you behind.
What?
At the mercy of God and Torchwood. and whatever else is to come.
Mercy! Then you and me, Miss Hartman, we're alike. We're both alone.
Yes. Yes, we are. Quite alone. We're alone. And no one's coming to help us.
Where did they go? Where?
They went to the end of the CDs.
Oh, have you not listened properly?
I have listened, thank you.
Escape room interviews with James Goss.
They're on my phone.
And James Goss has to actually say every time, and I'm joined again by Scott Hancock, basically because everybody else has gone home.
Yes, basically, it is.
But yeah. I've got all the... Will it come at the end of a...
Yeah, it normally does, darling.
He just switches off as soon as the theme comes in.
Yeah, yeah. That's me. Yeah. Done,
right. So. I'm assuming Toby is rolling.
It comes at the end.
Telling us,
it always comes at the end, Johnny.
Filth.
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock, the director of Torchwood, and I am joined this afternoon by the lovely cast who will now introduce themselves, beginning with...
Samantha Bayart, who plays Orr.
Hello, I'm Johnny Green, and I play Tyler.
And also, Mr. Barrowman, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Big Finishy Torchwood.
Thank you very much. I apologise for being a little rough-voiced, but it all fits the character today.
But yes, this is the first time in a couple of years we've had you back in the UK, because normally we record down the line with you.
Yeah, I was explaining that the other day when we, I go around and keep the Torchwood brand going with, Big Finish along with all the conventions and things that I do. And I was explaining to the people who were there that you're normally in Cardiff and I am normally in a studio in Palm Springs, California, sitting, we're going what they call down the wire. And although I love your renditions of all the characters, Scott, it's very interesting to hear them. But we just really, in so many words, as Captain Jack would say, we whack it out right there and then.
Yep.
And it takes, we usually do them in about, 4 hours? 2 to 4 hours?
It's quite, We
it's like a marathon, but you know, it's great. And it's nice to be back. It's nice to be in, you know, in the situation where, you know, if you're picturing where we are right now, everybody, there's three booths and Johnny, who plays Tyler, is over in the third booth away from me. And Sam, who's plays Orr, is right next to me and I can just see her arm. There you go. And she's waving right now. So it's a really nice place, situation. It's kind of like homey feeling, you know. It's not schnazzy, bougie, but it's nice.
And it's nice, given this is the sort of gang post-Miracle Day, it's funny to think you've never met before. Has it been weird coming in and sort of finally putting a face to the voice, as it were?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess so for the other guys too, but for me it is. But, you know, you're saying, you know, this is post-Miracle Day. This is great because this is kind of like... if I can say it, the new Torchwood that would move forward and, you know, who knows what the future holds, but we just continue to keep doing it, keep the stories alive because the audience is out there to love it. How do you guys feel seeing me for the first time?
No, as wonderful a job as Scott does on the edit, because sometimes I actually forget I haven't recorded that scene
no,
with
I
you,
know.
John.
I know.
He does such an amazing job that nothing beats actually riffing off another actor and finding a relationship.
But, correct.
But then having heard those back, I've got false memories of working with you. So sort of just hit it off quite quick, didn't we?
Well, in true essence of Torchwood, let's just make it up and say we did, but we don't really remember that we did because it was in an alternate reality.
Absolutely.
There we go.
That would work.
But yeah, feels like it's been a long time coming, but yeah, it's been really enjoyable this morning. Had a lot of fun and it's really just sort of added a new dimension to it.
I was going to say, in your first episode,
you actually see that I'm actually like him in real life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And bear in mind, we've like shagged in the... Can I say shag?
Yes, you can say whatever you like. You've said it.
Because we've done that in the scenes.
I know.
To have done that with someone who I've never met in the flesh is...
What I love is because, as John has said, I have to read in.
I've made love to you too, haven't I, Scott?
I've had to make love to most of the Torture cast separately.
We've made love via Scott.
Correct. Yes.
That's so sweet. I bring people together.
You're the meat in the sandwich.
But the lovely thing is I direct from my kitchen, which means my housemate sometimes walks through and goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "Oh, I'm just making love to John Barrowman over Skype." And he just doesn't bat an eyelid these days. Yeah. It's lovely. And, you know, they're again, a different bunch of stories for the new gang, mm-hmm. Hunting for God.
They're not in between, because we did that a whole bit where we did a series where there was, like, in-between moments. And, actually that was from Doctor Who, where we did those. And it'd be interesting to maybe kind of look at that at some point, maybe in the future with the Torchwood stuff, because then we can, you know, I know we're trying to move on and to go in different directions, but it's always nice to have references to some things from the past. But, yeah, they're great stories. They completely move the, if I can say, and the technical aspect, they move the narrative forward. But it's just awesome. It's great. And I find this out going all over the world and to, you know, everywhere from Puerto Rico to Paris to London to, you know, Pensacola, Florida, and South America, all over the place, there are people who are huge, huge Torchwood fans, and the audience seems to be growing every time I meet these people.
And yeah, is there anything any of you would like to add as I draw this little chat to a close?
Just keep listening to Big Finish Audio, because this is the way you're going to get more Torchwood for now. And the stories are great. And also, although you can't see us, we're all pretty good looking.
We can vouch for that.
I absolutely agree.
Yep. On that note, I think leave the listeners wanting more and Googling.
Thank you very
Google
much.
Google us all.
Yeah, Google us all to see what we look like.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.